Praise his name. Let's all stand, if you will. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we are truly, truly appreciative. Lord, every opportunity we have to gather, oh God, may it just be dear in our hearts. Lord, feeling something empty inside when we're not able to come. But Lord, treat every opportunity with, Lord, love and grace. We thank you. Ask that you would bless everyone that's gathered tonight. Strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, just look down in our hearts and meet our individual needs, whatever it may be, Lord. Lord, we love you and I trust you, Father. Lord, who else could we trust our salvation with? Who else could we trust, Lord, to take us through? You know what we need. It's so wonderful to have you, Lord, knowing that you're alive, you're real. Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless us now. And we ask that you'd have your way in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sing the little chorus with me to start. He careth for you. Do you believe that, saints?
Amen.
From the biggest right down to the littlest. Most important right down to the janitor. He loves us all. Amen. He careth for you. Thankful he cares. Amen. A little chorus on page 99. I shall know him. Standing somewhere. Amen. He's always there watching, saints. Hallelujah. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the standing
somewheres in the shadows you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that, saints? He's always there. No matter what you're walking through, sometimes it may seem rough, but he's watching. Amen, and he cares. Hallelujah. Page 190, a little faster song, but watching you. He's always watching, saints. I'm so thankful. Amen.
All along on the road to the soul's true abode, there's an eye, oh, watching you. Every step that you take, His great eye is awake. There's an eye, hey man, listen, watching you, oh, watching you, oh, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue, oh, watching you, oh, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. As you make life's great flight, keep the pathway of right. There's an eye watching you. God will warn not to go in the path of the foe. Amen.
Amen. Have you felt His warning before? Amen. Oh, watching you, watching you.
Every day, mind the course you pursue. Oh, watching you, oh, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Oh, fix your mind on the goal, that sweet home of the soul. There's an eye, oh, watching you. Never turn from the way of the kingdom of day. There's an eye,
amen, watching you. Oh, watching you, oh, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Oh, watching. Oh, watching you, there's an all-seeing eye, amen, hallelujah. Oh, watching you, oh, watching you.
Every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you, oh, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye, watching you.
Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful, saints.
Yes.
He loves and cares. Amen. Right there beside it, that He brought me out. We ain't sang that for a while. I'm so glad the Lord brought me out. Are you?
Amen.
I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out.
Sing it again.
Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, aren't you glad that the Lord brought you out? Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? Aren't you glad that the Lord brought you out? Oh, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord, amen. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Amen. All truly saints, hallelujah. Never lose your joy. Amen. The joy of your salvation. Amen. Just think of what he's done, how he's doing it. Amen. It'll put a smile on your face. Amen. Praise his holy name. Brother Amos, would you like to come up? Amen. Praise his name. Blessing, if you will.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing me out, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Give you all the glory and praise, Lord. Thank you for thy mercy and thy grace. Lord, where would we be without you, Lord? Love and appreciation. Thank you so much for all thy blessings to us. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity you've given to us to be here this evening. Lord, to gather around your precious word. Lord, our brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Lord, we just pray you'll have your preeminence, Lord, in the remainder of the service. Lord, everything that's said and done may be for thy glory. Lord, once more we ask that you bless this offering, Lord, may be used to be up there in thy kingdom. We ask it in thy precious name.
Amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Sing it together. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad. Oh, that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, amen. Praise his holy name. How many have a request for him tonight?
Amen, just hold it on your heart. Brother Josh, would you like to take the request?
Dear precious Father, Lord, just a blessed opportunity.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Lord, just have your way in the main service. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise his holy name. Amen. Would everybody have a song? Amen. Amen. Song on your heart. Josh.
Josh, you got one? Amen. Blessed assurance. It's a wonderful thing to have. Amen. Praise his holy name. 176. Amen. Start with the chorus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Lord, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hey!
blessed assurance. Amen. Praise his holy name.
Amen. I can't help but to notice in those two last verses, perfect submission. Perfect submission. Exactly. Oh, God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will just deal with our hearts in perfect submission to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word. Lord, help us. Amen. As I say oftentimes, how we need his help. Amen. Let us all stand and let's sing the little chorus, Lord, I Believe, as we ask our brother Timothy to come this evening. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Precious Heavenly Father, once more we are truly grateful to have had the opportunity, Lord, to come in these precious doors, and Lord, just to feel your presence and know you're here with us. And Lord, we've just come asking you to have your way this night, Lord, asking you to bless your word to our hearts. And Lord, may we just find something in it, Lord, to make you press a little harder, Lord, to climb a little farther, to press on for you. And Lord, may it just, Lord, your word is spirit and it is life. And Lord, we know it's inspired. And Lord, we ask you to inspire it into our hearts, Lord. Though we've heard many verses of scripture and many quotes, but Lord, may we find new life in it each time we have an opportunity to hear it. Lord, just draw us closer to you, we ask. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. He's so precious. I just love him. He's just, you know, it's just been a wonderful day. I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. It just seemed like, you know, as out in the country today, the sun was shining and there's icicles hanging in the creek and the water. Just everything seemed so crisp and fresh, and just seemed like it was an extra little spring of joy. You know, you just, an extra bubbling. I don't know, just feel kind of near, just kind of stirs your heart. But I was just thinking upon these things, but if you'll turn while you're standing to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Just going to renew our minds to some scriptures we've heard very many times, and just a little something. You know, oftentimes we come and the word chastises us, and oftentimes it may come stiff, but maybe tonight it may feel like more of a little pat on the back. I don't know, but you know, God's word is always there for a time and a season. And you just, you know, if you'll just let God speak to your hearts, you know, it's just such a wonderful thing. But let's begin here at Philippians, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. May the Lord bless being his word, and you may be seated. It was just this scripture, rejoice in the Lord always, was on my heart today, and it just seemed like it just kept running through my mind. And then when I got home, and I was thinking, and then the last verse come to me. If anything be pure, think on these things. And I just was meditating upon the Lord, you know, and oftentimes, you know, I stop and think of the children of Israel. Of when they first come out of Egypt, they were all happy. And they were all rejoicing. But you know, Caleb and Joshua never lost their rejoicing, and Moses never lost their rejoicing. They rejoiced all the way into the promised land. And you know, today it's so often that life comes along and trials come, tests come, things, and it seems like maybe we just get beaten down by, we let Satan maybe rough us up maybe, and maybe it just kind of steals my joy a little bit, or maybe the word's coming and maybe I see the shortness in my life. And how much, you know, is each one of us, and you know, we can come in and each one of us can see that higher place in our lives. I know we can. By God's grace, if we didn't see that higher height, what a bad shape and place that's to be. But by God's grace, he's opened our eyes to be able to see that there is a need in our lives, that there is a higher height in God. And by God's grace, he placed something down on the inside to force it, to keep it moving, and to keep us pressing for God. But I just want to back up through the scriptures. I mean, our pastor has read all of these scriptures many times, but I'm going to go back to the book of John first in the 6th chapter. And I won't hold you very long, but just want you to think about some things, you know, and maybe don't ever forget where God has brought you from. Amen. And don't ever forget what God has done for you. Amen. And where he's taking you. Yes. You know, don't be satisfied with just living in the past. Praise God, I feel like I got born again and that's good enough. But keep looking to God. God's got to, we grow, we never stop growing. There's a fullness of Christ that we must reach in this life. Amen. And when we reach that, God's going to take us home. But I was just beginning to meditate on these things, and I was thinking. But here in John, the 6th chapter, very familiar scripture, the 43rd verse. But Jesus answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And I was just thinking, saints, as you begin to look at your life and just stop and think, why are you even sitting here? Why are you here? And what caused you to even want to be here? But you know, there's many people that feel that they hear that call go out. But there's only a special few that really are chosen out of this, as our pastor has mentioned on so many times. Many are invited. But God said, no man can really come to me unless my Father draws him. Many will come to church, but it's coming to him in the fullness of his word. And seeing what he can do in your life. And how that draw, as it begins to draw and it begins to pull. And how you see things in the world begin to fade away. And you begin to maybe lay this aside. And the things that used to mean the most to you, they fell off. And they don't hold no value anymore. And you begin to see your life conforming. As he said in Romans, he predestinated someone to be conformed to the image of his Son. And my, we begin to feel that draw in our hearts. And we feel that pull in us. And let's turn here to Ephesians, the 1st chapter. And just want you to think of what God has done for this special little people. And as our pastor has mentioned it many times, you can't read the scripture as for someone else. But you've got to place yourself in there and let the scriptures talk to you. This is God. This is God wrote this to his little elected. And it was for them. And if you can see that by God's grace, you felt that drawing and you felt that pull and you believe God is really drawing you to him. Then you've got to begin to follow him and yield to him. But I want you to listen here as Paul began to express this. And just
Let it speak to your heart, but let it realize he's speaking to you as an individual if you can see that in your life. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord. This is the Ephesians, the first chapter and the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And oh my, just think of the spiritual blessings God has poured out abundantly in this age and so willingly just give to a people according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And my, you can see how the word, it's not your holiness. It's not a man-made holiness, but it's from within. What God placed inside of you begins to transform this body. And it just begins to reflect that little gene that's laying on the inside as it brings this flesh under subjection to the word. Before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And the precious prophet brought that out in Christ as the mystery of God. And all the threefold purpose of God and how he wanted to express himself and how he needed someone. He had to have someone here that he could be that person to, a father to, a savior to. All the different things he longed to show. And oh my, here he needed someone to be the recipient of that on the other side. To the pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. And there's nothing we've got to do with it. You watch it every time. Amen. God took of himself a little seed. Yes. And he placed it down here on this earth in bodies here and there. Amen. And everywhere you look, it's God did. God, he did. Yes. You'll never see your name anywhere of anything you've done. But it's all of what he has done. As he begins to go on here, he says the praise of his glory is wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And oh my, he knew every phase that we was going to need coverage in. He knew every step that it was going to take. In the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And my saints, when you just stop to think after the counsel of his own will, and oh my, how puny it seems when you look and you see people that want to try to add to it or take from it. How little they look when God said he worked all things after the counsel of his will. When he knew how much he can make a blade of grass grow, he can form look at nature in itself, how great God is and how he longed to prove. Satan's trying all he can in this day to prove that he's equal and he's more, but he's never going to be more. Oh my, he don't even hold a candle to what God can do. He says, in whom we, according to the things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, in whom ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And my, just think of God's abundant mercy and grace. Amen. How he chose you. And you look at your life and you look back and you may say, you see where you was. You see that your life maybe was steeped in sin. You were just, everything about you was wrong. And as our pastor has brought it out so many times, it don't matter. Look back when we were kids. You're just, your whole life, your whole makeup was against God. The outward man is the flesh, just the carnal senses. But look what God can do when he places that little seed down on the inside. And you begin to see him work. As he goes over here to the second chapter, if you can see yourself in the scriptures, it's a wonderful thing. But if I don't see that in my life, what a terrible thing it is. But you know, God cares for his own. And you know, I think so many times as we quote the scripture, it'd be so close, Matthew 24:24, that it would deceive the very elect. And our brothers mentioned it many times, but there was a little word in there, if. But I want you to look at how God, it is so close, and it is getting to be such an age of deception. But God has got a little seed down on the inside, and He watches over it day and night. You know, it might come to this service, it might be gathering some other place, but God is watching over it. And He knows every little thing. He may move it here, move it there, move it this way. But in the right time, God knows just where to put that little elect to make it come to His praise and glory. But here in the second chapter, He says, "And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And by grace I can see I was there. But by mercy and grace, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, and according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He had loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. For by grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And my, as we come in tonight and we gather here each service, and as we begin to sing songs, I wonder what's really on our hearts and our minds as we rejoice and we sing back to the Lord. You know, is it really coming from my heart, a true rejoicing, or do I just sing songs? And they don't really have the meaning to me and the really a true rejoicing. You know, it's, I often think so many times of how when someone really can see, you know, if he was in prison, as it's been mentioned many times, maybe different ones was going to be hung or shot, and maybe receive that pardon at the last minute, the joy and the relief and the ever flooding that would just come over this mortal flesh. But oh my, how much greater that ought to be in our hearts for what God has done for us. Yes. And what we can see Him doing. You know, we don't sit here blind today. We don't sit here having to wonder. These scriptures are wonderful. And you know, you could read these many times throughout the message, and there'd be many people jump and shout and scream and, "Oh, amen, brother, that's right, that's so right." And their life is so full of sin that it's a mockery to God. But God's predestinated someone that can match this scripture to the T, can read this side of it, and then begin to follow right on through and see them, their lives and the rest of it and all of the other pieces of it. Let's go here to 1 Peter. Amen. Very familiar scriptures, but just listen. Amen. This is 1 Peter in the first chapter. Begin there at the second verse. And Peter says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the redemption of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." And you know, you may look around and see someone else that just seems to be going through life without anything ever happening. their life just seems to be so easy, and they just seem to be, oh, they seem to be a Christian, and they go to church, and it just seems like everything's moving so easy for them. But yet, maybe for you, life is just a rough road. Maybe it just seems like something's wrong happening or whatever. Circumstances on every hand. But God knows how to build character, and He knows how to mold character, and how what it takes to form and to place that seed into the shape that He wanted it to be in. You know, it's like a lump of clay when they lay it on the old potter's wheel. It just looks like an old lump. But you watch somebody that really knows how to work with it when they put their hands to it, how they can shape a beautiful vessel out of it. And it just comes right in time. Maybe a little pressure here and more pressure there. And the whole time a constant pressure may be squeezing on it as it turns on the wheel. But it forms it right the way God it once needs to be. And that's the way God does each one of His own. Things He allows things to happen. And circumstances to arise in our path that may cause us to think, Lord, why must I go through this? Lord, why must this burden be this heavy? Why this? Why me? But through it all, when you're done and you can look back, you'll be one that can say grace. You'll be one that can honestly say, Lord, I can see where You brought me from. I can see what I was. There's so many people that claim to be Christians that can't look back and say, I was that and now I'm this. They can't see that. They don't have a testimony to show that their life has changed. They can tell you all about it, but it's not a really living reality. But God's got someone that it'll be a living reality. And it'll be a testimony that each scripture will be proven that God is able to do exactly what He said He would do. He'll bring that body under subjection, and it'll be a character so yielded to Him, it'll be a prisoner and surrender to that word. Totally in tune to where if the word says you can't move, you don't move. It will hold us and keep us in the line of God. Keep us marching and prepare us for the things that God would want to give us or do through us before the appearing of the Lord. But here in the second Peter in the first, this is, yeah, first chapter of 2 Peter, and begin at the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of that divine nature. And how great God has been to give us the word and an understanding in this day, to open our eyes to be able to see that God is calling for a higher height. So many of, they've heard the same things you've heard, and they've heard the same things that little bride has heard all over the earth, and some are over here looking, seeking signs. Some are over here seeking wonders. Some are seeking this, others are looking for that. But there's a select few that God has revealed Himself to, that He wanted to say that they would be partakers of that divine nature, a true expression of His word made manifest. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. My saints, how gracious God has been to each one of us. And you know, as here in the book of Revelation, the third chapter, you know, many may say, you may not think, you know, when I was thinking of this, this is one scripture that kind of, Revelations 3 and 18. But you know, as all of the word comes and you hear all the rejoicing, and a lot of times you hear, oh my, brother, that's right, amen, I was in the thoughts of God. And I was, all these things, so many can just, they're so thrilled to hear. But oh my, what about, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. And oh my, many may never, the chastisement never comes for many, but if you can see that God is maybe just, seems like every other time you turn around, God is hewing something off. Some way it's just coming. But But each time you can see the next scripture come into play. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. And oh, my saints, when you can see that precious word just come. And maybe it comes hard. Maybe it comes all the time. It seems like, Lord, why did you know? And it happens. You'll see it. Well, that's why I wouldn't come to your service, because the word comes too hot. You just seems like you're always getting the word, the word, the word. You don't ever have any great rejoicing services. You don't ever have any of this going on. But no, that's not what God's doing. This is the honing age. This is the age to get it fine-tuned, and the sculptor's coming to a picture. Oh, my, we're getting close to the end, saints. Amen. I'm going to turn here to 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. Amen. I think I wrote that down right. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I'm sorry. Amen. You know, God has been so gracious to us. And saints, as we begin to read the word and you begin to see that God has shown a light around about you. He's give you eye salve. And as we sing the little song, I'm so glad the Lord brought me out. Do we have a true reality of where God has brought me from? You know, sometimes it's, you might think, well, he brought me out of this. But oh, if you can look back and see where God has brought you from. Amen. Actually, let me read this. This is in perfect faith. I just like how Brother Branham puts this. This was in very familiar, paragraph 132. He says, and when we were sinners, alienated without God in a world in that muck and mud, as I talked about this morning, God come to us. God sought you. You never sought God. No man can come to me except the Father draws him first. And God came down in that muck where you was and sought you and brought you out. Brought you cut. Sought you out and brought you. That ought to create a perfect love. Look what you was and look what you are. What did that? Somebody that loved you, and can't you have faith in what he's promised you then? A real genuine love will create a confidence in his word. He caught me when I was nothing and I'm still nothing. And how he's tried to show us that we were nothing without him. And even though I see where he's picked me up, I'm still nothing. And oh my, we've got to see that without him we can do nothing. I'll never be able to live this life. I'll never be able to be what he wants me to be without him. For without him, he is everything. He says, I'm still nothing. But in his hand, see, he caught me and he loved me when I was unlovable. He loved you when you was unlovable. But he changed you. Just like the collared sister said that time in her testimony. I'm not what I ought to be and I'm not what I want to be. But then I'm not what I used to be. She knows she comes somewhere and something happens. And that's the way it is. If God, when I was an alien from me, so loved me till he stooped down and got me and picked me up, that gives me confidence that he wants to use me, and he's got a purpose in doing it. He's seen something in me. He's seen something in you, and he had a reason to save you. Look at the people that's unsaved today, and look at the millions he could have took beside you, but he took you, and no one can take your place. Amen. You're in God's economy, and no one can do it. That's his love to you. And oh my, how let's keep that love burning, saints, in our hearts. So many have they've raised themselves up that I'm a son of God. And you have to, I don't have to worry, and I don't have to fear this, and everybody, they think they're so much better. And it truly shows in their attitudes and their outlooks on life. But oh my, as the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and then, oh, look, God chose us, but they forgot where God brought them from. And where he was taking them. And then they thought they could take themselves where they wanted to go. But oh my, may we lean up on him. Lord, you take us, Lord. Lord, here's our hand. You lead us and guide us. For without him, we can't do nothing. But oh my, as he says here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. But of the times and season, brothers, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. and how great God has been to keep our attention pulled and focused to, I'm coming soon, be ready. Be certain, you know, have that blessed assurance that you know where you're standing. And how the Holy Spirit is just pressed and pressed. Make sure you know where you're at. Be sure you know where you're standing. Don't just be one that's floating along, holding on to somebody's shirt tail. But God has been so gracious to bring the word. And may we have been crying out for eyes have greater, that, Lord, you would open my eyes that I could see what you have for me and where you're taking me, Lord, and what to be that vessel that you wouldn't be able to work through today. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief, but ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. Amen. Let's just go on down. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak, and be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And quench not the Spirit, and despise not prophesying. Prove all things, and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Oh, my saints, when you can begin to see what God is doing for you as an individual, how that ought to create a greater faith in our hearts and in our lives. When I can see the things that he said he would do, he's already starting to do, and I see it taking place in my life. Step by step, I can see where he brought me from. I can see where I'm overcoming according to the word said. And I see all of this taking place in my life. And yet I see the consciousness in my life of, Lord, there's higher heights and there's higher rungs to reach. And Lord, I'm climbing and I'm pressing for the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. I'm not satisfied just to be a Christian. I'm not just satisfied to be someone that sits in a church pew. But Lord, we're striving for the perfection, that stature of the perfect man in the fullness of Jesus Christ. May it just burn in our hearts in a greater way. You know, so many have lost the desire to press on. They've lost they're following a message and they're just going in the stream. And they've lost the pull and the press that was in their heart. And it's just become a routine. You come preach for me and I'll come preach for you, and we'll have a weekend meeting and we'll have all of this and we'll do that, and it's just become routine. And nothing, the word gets preached and people get up and it seems like, but nothing's happening in the people's lives because there's no desire in the people. But God's predestinated a special people that have a desire in their life, not just to be someone that sits and be entertained. But oh my, they got their mind on a goal of where Jesus Christ has taken them. Amen. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. But you know, as this little Brother Branham was talking about this, and it's about the little brook, and how he just expressed this, and just stop and think about it. Oftentimes, you know, people don't understand you. And maybe you just kind of wonder. But oh my, there's something greater than you are that's pushing you. That's, you know, sometimes the old devil, He can get in there. Maybe you get in your mind and say, I ought to just give it up. I ought to just quit. But oh my, if that little elect of God, that little seed's laying down on the inside.
Amen.
You watch it. It can't. It just won't. It's just like this right here. Brother Ram says, as I was saying to a young man yesterday in a talk, page 15, paragraph 92 in the message Pardon. I used to pass by a little spring when I was a game warden in Indiana. And it was always the happiest spring I'd ever seen in my life. Great springs in Indiana, and they bubble up with that fine, cold water of limestone water. And the one day I sat down by the spring to talk to it, I guess just like Moses would have sat and talked to the burning bush to speak with it. And I said, little spring, what makes you so happy that you're bubbling all the time? I come here in the wintertime and you're bubbling. If I come in the spring, autumn, summer, whenever it is, you're bubbling. It's because that maybe perhaps you're so happy the rapids come and drink out of you. Well, now if he could talk, he'd say, no, that's not it. And I'd say, well, maybe because the deers come by and drink out of you. And he'd say, no, that's not it. I'd say, no, well, maybe it's because I come by once in a while and drink from you. No, that's not it. I'm glad they all come and drink, but that's not the reason I'm bubbling all the time. What makes you bubble like that? What makes you so happy, always gushing up? If he would talk, he'd say, it's not me. It's something behind me, pushing me. And that's the way it is with a Christian experience. It isn't something you're trying to work up. It's something that's behind you, working in you. It's eternal life that's moving up, gushing up. Like as he told the woman at the well, it'll be wells of water springing up into eternal life. It's something within the worshiper when he's been identified with Christ because he knows he is alive. And we don't want it to become a tradition. And oh my, I pray God let it be real in my heart every day.
Amen.
That the happiness that's on my face, the smile, the light of my life be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh my, that what he has done for me. May it never become, oh, I got to go to church tonight. I got to go here. I got to do this. God wants that. We got to live like this. But may it be with a willing heart.
Amen.
And a bubbling, Lord, what do you want from me? And when the word comes, it ought to just be a bubbling. You watch it, it will.
Oh,
it, you may want to go a certain way, but if that little seed's on the inside, it'll just keep twisting and keep working and push you right into the way God wants you to be. Saints, we're blessed people.
Yes,
how great it is to serve God in this age.
Oh,
he has chosen a people. You know, I was talking with a brother from Kentucky and used to go to a church, and he don't go there no longer, and oh my, I could see God has opened his eyes. And you know, he was telling me, he said, I had to get away from that head knowledge. He said, it takes a revelation for this to live. And I said, you're right, it does.
Amen.
And you can't do it on your own, but it takes God to do it for you. And the young man's got a real desire for the Lord. And you know, I said, I pray God will continue to bless him.
Amen.
And really strengthen him. He's very, very sincere. And I just pray, you know, I just thinking, Lord, take us on. We're getting down. And that little bride's getting squeezed out here and there.
Oh, yes.
They're becoming the minority all over. But God's got his hand on them, and nobody will pluck them from his hand.
Amen.
But oh, it ought to cause a joy in our hearts when you can see that God is keeping you in the truth, keeping you where the food is fresh, and the manna is falling, and you can eat and grow. Oh, my, we ought to be so happy. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. But oh my, I'd just like to sing that little chorus. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Amen. As our brother comes. Amen. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful he is to me.
Amen. Sing it again.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful. Something wonderful.
love of Jesus wonderful to you? Amen. If you can see by the grace of God that predestination, that burning desire he has given you by a new birth, a God nature he placed in you, you ought to be one that can sing, "Isn't the love of Jesus so wonderful?" Amen. Amen. My, I tell you, we've got so much, as Brother Timothy said, to be so thankful for and to have a joy about, to have an appreciation to the Lord about, because he's done so much for us. You know, I was thinking about what I was told this past weekend, what I found out, you know, and actually one incident today, and thinking about the hour and the press that the Holy Spirit is placing in our hearts, and how everything that God wants it just the way he said it would be. And I was thinking about what I was told about another minister in this message, and even how he has influenced some of his congregation to do the same, but to actually drink alcohol and be in this message, and to have it stored in his refrigerator, and get up and preach out of Brother Branham's books. I think, how could this be? And he's actually influenced some of his congregation. There's no problem to drink beer. No problem. It's okay, because the scripture says it's okay. A little wine's okay for the stomach's sake. It's just amazing, these things. And then another minister was caught cursing, and he's preached out of these messages. It's just amazing. And then when you think God has placed something in your heart to want to stay with that word 100%, I'm telling you, all you can do is say, "Thank you, Lord."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Because people are being led astray so terribly. And the sheep don't know any better. Many sheep have gotten in such a condition that it's whatever their preacher says. That's the way it is. Instead of going back to that word and making sure what that word says.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, continue to overshadow us with thy mercy.
Amen.
Keep us, Lord, in the truth.
Amen.
Keep us in the paths of righteousness that will not be led astray. And to think that all this corruption in the world would be okay. Oh, may we have something in our hearts.
Amen.
That we would hate the works of the flesh. Oh my. And holiness isn't just a phrase, but it'd be the way of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh God, help us stay true to that word. Amen. So isn't the love of Jesus so wonderful?
Amen.
That he places these desires, his desire, I should say, in your heart, that everything be right. Oh, thank you, Lord. And this, if you do make a mistake, it just tears the heart out of you. Why did I do that? How could I do such a thing? Oh, you ought to be thankful to have it in your heart. That when something comes up and you do it wrong and it doesn't bother you, that's a terrible place to be in. But if it really tears the heart out of you, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for something that just eats at me if I do something wrong.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for something on the inside that warns me to stay right with that word. Amen. Oh, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Jesus, something wonderful, wonderful it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. With our heads bowed, Heavenly Father, again we appreciate the word tonight. It's just so wonderful to hear the scriptures and by grace, Lord, because we know it is, but by grace see the pictures of it, Lord, the reality and what it means. And with what it means to us, Lord, it stays in continuity with the rest of the Word. How we appreciate it now. And we're so thankful, Lord, for this little group of people. Lord, I appreciate them with all my heart. May you continue to bless us all together, Lord, and continue to reveal the Word. And as our brother mentioned, Lord, it may seem at times that the chastisement of the Word is maybe so hard, and maybe seem to be why so many times. But Lord, if we can only see the picture of your performing a great chipping, the Lord, to chip off anything that isn't Christ. And Lord, we invite you to continue to chip in our hearts. Chip off anything, Lord, that isn't Christ-like. Anything, Lord, that we'd have that would be a thought that wouldn't be right. An action that wouldn't be right. Lord, anything we would be listening to that wouldn't be right. Chip it all away from us. Amen. Oh, God, and by grace known, we'll be conformed to the image of your Son. There's a people predestinated to it, Lord, as our brother mentioned. So we ask now that you go with us again and just bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And again, Lord, come back hungering for the Word and be prayed up, Lord, and just anxious and have a desire burning, Lord, for what our next step is and to get in line or to take the next step, Lord, to get ready to leave this old world, Lord. Grant that now, Father. And we appreciate now everything you do. In your wonderful name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? It is to be. God bless you. You're all dismissed.